Well, it's Saturday, January 9th, and I'm doing an update on the variants that are being detected in the US, many of which are displayed on the CDC, variant map, which is exclusively targeting the UK or B.1.1.7 variant. These numbers that the CDC is displaying, as well as the large number, the 22 cases in Florida, are all linked to the same program. It's a collaboration between Helix and Illumina in association with the CDC. And so they were involved with the first case in Florida, which was in Martin County, as well as the three cases in San Diego County after the initial case. They are all also working with the Anderson Lab at Scripps Clinic. And that's probably in part why the largest number of cases are in San Diego County. They are using the S dropout method to screen. Apparently, Helix is doing a lot of PCR testing, and so they've got a lot of data on their PCR test, which has the three targets that have been identified. Mentioned before, the ORF1AB, the N gene, and the S gene. The dropout is due to the deletion in the S gene, so they get a negative on that test and they get positives on the other two. And so they've zeroed in on samples that have that pattern, that have a strong positive to their S and a negative on the S, which is why it's called an S dropout. And it looks like that program, there's some posting on Twitter to give a little bit of information with by some of the people that are involved in the program. But they do say they've identified many cases in Florida and California. So they are responsible for those big numbers that are going up. It's not clear how many are being sequenced by Scripps and how many are actually being sequenced by Illumina. So I think the Helix is doing the PCR and Illumina is doing the sequencing. And that was probably where that initial study that was done by the CDC that uploaded the sequences that were positive on the S drop. And I think they had 22 that were positive for the deletion, and four of the 22 were positive for the variant. And those four were the three cases in San Diego and the one in Florida. They also were responsible for detecting the first case in Georgia, as well as the first case in Pennsylvania. So I believe that those are the four states that they're most focused on. There's a lot in Massachusetts that has the deletion, but they are other lineages. They're not the variant. So they did do a study on what the frequency of positives were in 1 week in December, the middle, I think it was the 15th to the 21st, and then they did a second one from the 23rd to the end of the year. And the frequencies are going up, and the three highest frequencies are in California, Florida, and Pennsylvania. So it sounds like there'll be more Pennsylvania sequences coming up. I've got to go through their posts again and get a tally on what's new and what isn't. They say they're going to be releasing these sequences. They still haven't. They are, as I said, the Georgia sequence isn't out yet. The Pennsylvania sequence isn't out. The only sequences are those first four, one from Florida and three from San Diego. So hopefully there will be more coming out relatively quickly, but that is where the bulk of the positives that have been identified so far in the United States. And the CDC is the who put out the four cases that showed up about a little over a week ago.